This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay, a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. Hope you had a great Memorial Day and final show of the year. We go on summer break after tonight, and we will be back in August. About the time we get back in August, we'll be staring at Miami and Notre Dame football. But a big show lined up here tonight. University of Miami basketball coach Jay Lucas going to join us here momentarily. Hurricanes baseball team into the NCAA tournament. J.D. Arteaga on the show here tonight as well. My broadcast partner Don Bailey Jr. joins us in just a little bit to talk football. Wicho Hernandez, also my television broadcast partner, will talk a little Hurricanes baseball. That's coming up later on in the show as well. We are with you tonight until 7:30, leading you into hockey. Dallas and Edmonton, game four of the Western Conference Finals. We'll have that for you tonight here on QAM. Okay, as I mentioned, final show of this year and then back in August, and a great way to wrap things up. We are delighted to have with us new University of Miami basketball coach Jay Lucas is with us. Coach, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good evening. How are you doing?
Couldn't be better, Coach. Thank you. And I don't know. Have you slept at all since you got this job? You've been reshaping and remodeling University of Miami basketball over the last couple of months.
I don't think I'll ever sleep until we win a national championship. So that's the goal. That's the plan. But, no, it's been a good couple of months, and I've enjoyed my time down there so far.
Maybe let's start with you've had to basically when you in July or August when everybody gets here, you'll have an entirely new team. So let's start with your thought process, because it was a clean slate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Clean chalkboard. Update us a little bit on what your roster looks like and how you put it together.
Yeah, you know, for me and taking the job, especially in this day and age of college basketball, I came in envisioning I was going to need a whole new team. So I kind of prepared myself for it with just the way that, you know, the portal is, the market is, and all those things. And, you know, the one thing that I have always kind of hung my hat on as a coach and felt comfortable being able to do is really buy into the defense again, be able to teach it, be able to communicate it, to be able to explain it. So I at least wanted to kind of target people that kind of fit that mold for me. And I think the staff and myself did a good job of finding some guys that fit that mold, but both also mixing, you know, youth and some experience together, along with size. Positional size was a big key for us as well. So I think we did a really good job of kind of putting it all together.
I thought the size part was really interesting because in the league, in the ACC, I think especially on the perimeter, traditionally there's a lot of size. And it seems to me that you are going to put out there a big team no matter what the combination is.
Yeah, that was important for me. Being in the league the last couple of years, I've kind of got a good feel for what it looks like and what I feel can be successful in the league. And I thought positional size is one thing that will really help us right away. But also, if you look at the landscape of college basketball and the teams who were in the Final Four and the ones that won really big this year, they had size everywhere, especially in the interior as well. So making sure I checked those boxes was very important for me.
You also have players that are familiar with either South Florida or the state of Florida. Why do you think that was important to you? And why was it important to those players to come to the University of Miami to be able to either come home or play in the state?
Well, it was important first because, you know, it's a different day and age. You know, usually you recruit guys and you expect them to stay for 4 years. Now you're recruiting guys who've already been to multiple universities. So how do you get them to buy into something, take pride in something? And one way I've really found that, because I experienced myself playing for my home state, is you get people from where the university is, and they take a little bit more pride because they're playing in front of their parents, grandparents, family, friends. So that makes them want to compete and win a little bit harder when you see those people every night. So I wanted to kind of exploit that a little bit with this first class, but also moving forward. So I really wanted to get people from the state of Florida, from South Florida, if we could. And then also it gives the fans somebody to cheer for because there's some familiarity with the players and where they went to school or the area of South Florida or Florida that they're from. They have some type of connection. Makes them want to come watch them and come watch them play.
I also think it's interesting that our state has become more of a basketball area. I mean, there for a long time had the reputation, Florida's all about football. Obviously, we got a champion, national champion. It's hard for me to say that, the Gators. But nonetheless, the state seems to be in a good place in terms of basketball recruits and kids wanting to play basketball.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think a big part of that was just the revolution that LeBron James brought when he came to the Heat. You know, some of these kids were just starting and now they wanted to kind of play basketball. And you've seen it carry on. And there's been a run here in the last couple of years with some really good players. And moving forward, there's a good run. That was one of the things that made the job so appealing as well. Because you look at these younger classes, you have some really good players in the state moving forward too. So I think it's the right time to be in basketball in Florida. And it's the right time to be in basketball at the University of Miami.
Coach Jay Lucas is with us on our show. You also, I guess, have almost completed your staff or maybe have completed your staff. It looks like you had a great mix of assistant coaches and putting your staff together. What were you looking for in putting together your assistant coaches?
I really wanted everybody to be some type of part of me, I guess is the best way to put it. So I tried to do the staff that way. You know, I hired two former head coaches, which was important for me.
with this being my first head coaching job, I wanted some people who have at least done it before. I hired some people from the area as well, with Charlton Young and Eric Pastrana. And then also wanted to hire somebody with a strong high school background as well as a grassroots background. I was able to do that with Andrew Moran, who was the head coach at Columbus the last couple of years. And those were some of the things that were important to me. And then also moving forward with this new day and age, I wanted to kind of start a front office as well. So I hired somebody that was in the front office for the Houston Rockets, LJ Rose. He's also the general manager of the Bahamian national team. So he has ties to FIBA and international like recruiting and scouting as well. So I wanted to make sure we covered all our spots. And I have one more position that I look to fill here in the next coming weeks.
University of Miami, I think, is for a head coach coming in, I think this is such a unique place, South Florida. Not only the University of Miami, which has had its share of Hall of Fame coaches in all sports, whether it was Howard Schnellenberger or Jimmy Johnson, a great tradition of football and basketball coaches, but this city. You know, you mentioned the Heat, and you've got Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley, and this just has been a place where it's been a place where great coaches have thrived, have come here and made something in all sports, whether it's college or at the professional level.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's one of those destinations that no one has a problem coming to. But you know, the one thing that I really found out about Miami being down here the last couple of years, getting the recruiting stuff, is what I consider the real Miami. That's for the people who actually live here and are from here, and getting over this, I guess, on this side of town, you know, over here, kind of South Miami, and understanding the culture and the love that people have for the city because it's home and where it's from, not because of South Beach and all this other stuff, has really made me fall in love for in love with Miami and wanted it to be somewhere I wanted to come to.
Yeah. Well, I'm a native also, Coach. Born and raised here.
Okay. All right.
Born and raised. Interesting times in that you're going to have a whole new team. How do you and your staff impose your will when it comes down to the nitty gritty, the X's and the O's, putting a style in? Is this an era in college sports now where eventually everything's going to be kind of universal because players are moving around so much? How do you get everybody on the same wavelength?
You know, that's going to be the hardest part of the job moving forward, because usually you have people that can kind of carry the culture for multiple years that they're here as juniors and seniors and kind of pass it down. So, you know, that is going to be the hardest part of the job for me and the staff. But, you know, we'll use the summer to really try to get as connected as possible with some of the stuff we're doing this summer with the team and when everybody gets here. But that will be the biggest task and the biggest part, because it's just so much new. So how do we become a team as quick as possible? Now, it won't happen right away, but hopefully by the time we get into February and March, we can be a little bit closer to that.
I guess the same thing would be in terms of trying to build the culture that you want. Maybe some of that comes most likely, obviously, from you and your staff, but then there has to be a certain buy-in, right, from all of your players or at least the leaders of your team.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've always said that the best teams are player-driven and coach-directed. You know, as a coaching staff, we're having to do both. It's not in a good place. So just empowering them and making them feel like it's collaborative and not like a dictatorship, for lack of a better word, but making them feel like they have ownership and empowerment in it and that we're doing it collectively is the best ways that I've seen it come together as quick as possible.
University of Miami head basketball coach Jay Lucas is our guest. Have you had any time at all to kind of examine what's going on in the league, to keep an eye on what the competition is doing and how that's going to shape up during the course of the year?
Yeah, I have. And I think the ACC this year has done a really good job. All the teams around the league got a lot better. And, you know, the one thing that's been not sad, but we've just kind of been underappreciated these last couple of years with getting teams in the tournament and stuff. And I think a big part of it is just it's been a reset in the league. You know, you've had your Hall of Fame coaches like Roy Williams, Coach K, Boeheim, Leonard Hamilton. You know, you've had all these Mike Bray. You've had all these guys retire. And there was always going to be, it was inevitable, it was always going to be a kind of change of guard. And I think that's kind of happened now. And I think the trajectory for the league is headed in the right direction with some of the new coaches and the new rosters that they were able to put together this year.
And you, before we wrap it up, we are in this new era. I think you mentioned a couple of weeks ago, everything you know about college basketball, forget about it. It's kind of completely changed. How and why did you embrace this new era of college basketball, really college athletics? Because it seems like you're a really good fit for it.
Yeah, you know, one of my main staples that I always say is to adapt or die. You know what I mean? So this is where we are. This is what it is. So how can we be the best at it? And, you know, the benefit of being, I would guess, say, younger in age, this was kind of the part of college basketball I've grown up in, and we always knew it was coming. And the last 5 years, I've been able to attack it and be able to be around it at a really high level and see the inner workings and how everything has to come together in this new day and age. And it is a lot different than anything that it has been before. And I think that's why you also have seen so many giants in the game retire, because everything they have loved about the game, everything they did for their whole career is completely different. But this is just the beginning of my career, and my goal is how can I be the best at it, and how can I put the University of Miami in the best situation to be competitive every year at it.
It's been a quick couple of months for you. What will the summer months look like? Are you allowed? I guess you're allowed to bring your team in here at some point, right, and have some summer workouts. What will the summer look like as you go get ready to go into the fall?
Yeah, all the guys get in June 9th, and we start summer school and workouts June 15th, and we'll go, you know, through the beginning of August. So, you know, we'll have this summer to really get to know each other, to really get to understand what we're about at the University of Miami, but also what we want to look like, and just really, you know, really nail home the standard that we're going to compete and play at every day and every time we're in the gym. So that'd be the big thing this summer, is to kind of just get our foundation together and get our base offense, base defense. And then when we come back in the fall, is to really start to put together, you know, what we'll look like going into the season and getting ready for November.
All right, Coach. Thank you for making an appearance here on the Hurricane Hotline. Greatly appreciate it. Look forward to working with you this fall and into the winter. And again, welcome to the University of Miami, and thanks for being with us on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I can't wait. I'm excited to be a part of the community.
All right, that's University of Miami head basketball coach Jay Lucas here on our show. And should be a lot of fun. He's put together pretty good roster so far. Lots of size, athleticism, probably play a lot of different styles. So we look forward to that. Still to come, J.D. Arteaga will be with us. We'll talk Hurricanes baseball. They'll open up the regional in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. They'll take on Alabama Friday at 3 o'clock. Still to come, Don Bailey Jr. joins us next. We'll talk about football, what's going to happen there when we come back in August. Wicho Hernandez also with us as well. And as I mentioned, J.D. Arteaga in the 7 o'clock hour. Summertime knocking on the door. We had the first big summer holiday. And you know what that means? Summer savings. Williamson Cadillac is the place to go. You want savings. You want great service. You want a new Cadillac. No place better than Williamson Cadillac. Stop by and see Ed Williamson, his lovely wife, Carol. Jermaine Chambers, great former University of Miami player there as well, to help out Reggie on the scene. Reggie takes care of everything. The general manager is Jeff Rogers. And when it comes to customer experience, nobody does it better than Williamson Cadillac. That's why Ed Williamson has been in business now for over 50 years. You can't stay in business anywhere alongside South Florida for 50 years if you don't know your customers, if you can't make your customers friends and family. And that's what has happened at Williamson Cadillac. So go in today, experience Williamson Cadillac, everything they have to offer. And of course, new automobiles are arriving every single day. The CT4, the CT5, the XT5, the XT6, the all-new electric Lyriq. They've got them all. If you want to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle, you want great customer service, the place to go is Williamson Cadillac, your luxury dealership located on US 1, just south of the Palmetto. Williamson Cadillac, Williamson is Miami.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.